Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. With 2 days left for campaigning to end the second phase of general elections, leaders of political parties are making all-out efforts to woo the voters by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows in favour of their candidates. 88 parliamentary constituencies in 12 states and union territories will go to polls in this second phase on coming Friday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, addressing election rallies at Jalore and Banswara in Rajasthan, said the country needs a stable government which can develop basic infrastructure facilities as per the future requirements, can understand the dreams of the youth and make policies according to them, and take care of women, farmers, the poor, deprived, tribal and backward class people. On the other hand, speaking at a public meeting in Balurkat, Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee said the central government led by BJP has neglected the common man, including minority and SC/ST people. In Manipur, re-polling is being held at 11 polling stations of Inner Manipur parliamentary constituency today. These polling stations are located 7 in Imphal East District and 4 in Imphal West District. The voting began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 5 p.m. These 11 polling stations saw mock violence, riot, destruction of EVM and election machines, and proxy voting in the first phase polls of Lok Sabha election 2024 in Manipur on Friday. University Grants Commission, UGC, has announced that four-year bachelor's degree holders can now directly appear for NET and pursue PhD in any subject. The candidates should have a minimum of 75% marks in aggregate or its equivalent grade on a point scale wherever the grading system is followed. Such candidates are allowed to appear in a subject in which they want to pursue a PhD, irrespective of the discipline in which they have obtained the four-year bachelor's degree. At present, a NET candidate requires a master's degree with a minimum of 55% marks. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at a civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. President Murmu will confer Padma Vibhushan on former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu and Bharatanatyam dancer Dr. Padma Subramaniam. Padma Vibhushan Award will be given to Bindeswar Pathak posthumously. Actor Mithun Chakraborty and singer Usha Uddhav will receive the Padma Bhushan Award. The other Padma Bhushan awardees include philanthropist Dr. Sidharam Jindal, cardiologist Dr. Dejas Mathusudan Patel, and former Uttar Pradesh Governor Ram Naik. The Power Department has informed that there will be a total shutdown of power supply from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. from today to 20th May under Kohima Transmission Division. The department said the shutdown is being carried out to facilitate the vegetation clearance and maintenance program for 33 kV, 66 kV and 132 kV transmission lines under Kohima Division, as well as to avoid unwanted disruption and facilitate stable power supply. The affected areas include South Nangami under Kohima on 22nd and 23rd April, in Zabsa and Lalmati area from 24th to 26th April and 29th April to 1st May, while in Peck and Gifred districts from 25th to 30th April, 1st to 4th May at Peck, from 2nd to 4th May in Chakapama and Chasuba, followed by North Nangami area under Kohima from 6th to 20th May. In addition, the department has also scheduled vegetation clearance and maintenance program for 132 kV and 66 kV transmission lines under Transmission Division Mukukchung. As such, there will be a total shutdown of power supply from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. starting from April 25 to May 31st in areas covering Longling, Mukukchung, Mon and Zanupato districts. All consumers and public in the affected areas have been requested to extend cooperation and bear the inconvenience during the shutdown period. And in sports, Nagaland Cricket Association will be conducting the Inter-District Senior Men's Tournament 2024 and the Boys Under 16 Inter-District Tournament 2024 from 23rd April. The Senior Men's Inter-District Tournament will be played from 23rd April till 7th May at Nagaland Cricket Stadium and Sovima Cricket Ground, while the Boys Under 16 inter-district tournament will begin from 25th April. For the first time for the boys under 16, the inter-district tournament will be held in three different venues, Kohima, Mokokchung and Pereng. The tournament will be played in a multi-days format in accordance with the playing conditions of the BCCI. The top qualified teams of each group will then play the next round at the Nagaland Cricket Stadium, Sovima. Meanwhile, the men's senior inter-district tournament 2024 will be played in one-day matches format, 50 overs. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.